This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Reverend David Weeklies stepped into the pulpit of the Epworth United Methodist Church in Portland, Oregon in 2009 to share his story as a transgender person for the first time. After he spoke, the congregation burst into applause and David received much support. Earlier this year, he shared his experiences in a book called In From the Wilderness. David Weekly is a transgendered man and an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church who quietly served his congregations for 28 years before sharing his full personal story and spiritual journey with his congregation, denomination, and the world. But the struggle for inclusion of transgender people continues as the United Methodist Church prepares for a debate about compatibility with Christianity.
We're joined on the phone by Reverend David Weekly. Welcome to People First Radio, David.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
David, you write in your book that the United Methodist Church continues to officially reject LGBTQ people, in your words, refusing to include us at the table or to consider our ecclesiastical and civil rights worthy of protection. Now, David, what has happened since your book was published earlier this year, and what is in the works for 2012?
Well, since the book was published, I've gotten a lot of interest from people outside of my denomination. But the response within the United Methodist Church has really been largely silent. There is a general conference coming up in April, and that will be the time when these kinds of issues will be discussed again for our denomination. It's the general conference is the time when any polity or rules can be changed, and it only occurs every 4 years. So that's the next thing that'll be coming up that's of interest to me.
Now, one of the petitions that has come forward against more inclusive approaches acknowledges that there is no known cause for transgenderism or transsexuality. It goes on to speak of God's gift of male and female. And then concludes, and I'm quoting as part of the conclusion, out of deep compassion for persons struggling with gender and sexual identity issues, we do not recognize transgenderism or transsexuality as part of God's good intentions for humankind. What is the crux of this debate?
Yes, I find it difficult to fit having deep compassion in with rejecting somebody's experience, life experience, and identity. Seems contradictory to me. That petition was actually from the last general conference. It was not approved, but the argument comes from really looking at the world in a very binary way, you know, that things are created very black and white, male, female. And, of course, all of history and biology shows that that's not the case and never has been.
In your book, In From the Wilderness, you write about the quadrilateral, which is a method for theological reflection, and it was introduced by the founder of Methodism, John Wesley. Now, Wesley believed that the living core of the Christian faith was revealed in Scripture, illumined by tradition, vivified in personal experience, and confirmed by reason. I realize that, David, that our discussion time is short today, but how does the current debate about transgender people inclusion in the church fit in with the quadrilateral approach?
I think if we really use the quadrilateral to discuss people that are transgender and their faith, it would work very nicely and could yield some very good conversation. The problem seems to be that there are certain segments in the institutional church that don't want to apply the quadrilateral. You know, for example, reason certainly would include science and medical knowledge, and we have a lot of good information out there about transgender people and our experience. But the institutional church is refusing to really study the issue. I've actually written a petition for the upcoming general conference asking that we do such a study as a denomination. And I hope there might be some positive response to that petition.
Are the people that are reluctant to use the quadrilateral approach stopping at the revealed in Scripture portion and making an assumption that Scripture has given them all they need to know?
They are, and that they have a correct interpretation of the Scriptures they're trying to apply.
And
of course, I would not be reading the Scripture in the same with the same lens that they would be. For example, one of the arguments sometimes people use is they go back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and they talk about that it says God created male and female. But in the Hebrew, and I've talked to several rabbis about this, actually the word for God is plural and implies that God is transgender, you know, both. Male and female, and that actually, if you read it through that lens, you come up with a very different understanding that people are created with both genders. And so all of the scriptures that are looked at, you can have a great discussion seeing them from different viewpoints, but unfortunately, some people just want to hear it and read it the way they're accustomed to, and they don't want to have these kinds of conversations.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
Reverend David Weekly challenges his denomination and all Christians and spiritual seekers to consider the truth of gender identity and sexual orientation as God-given gifts to be celebrated and embraced among all other gifts. David's memoir, In From the Wilderness, is the story of a transgender man, a Christian, an ordained minister, a loving husband and father, a human being. Now the struggle for inclusion of transgender people continues as the United Methodist Church prepares for continuing debate about compatibility with Christianity. We're speaking with David Weekly.
David, you write in your book that the church is in decline because it refuses to embrace the full inclusivity and hospitality of the gospel. Now, you touched on this briefly before that brief break, but why are specific groups and individuals within the institutional Christian church so keen to exclude others? What causes this dynamic?
Well, my feeling about that and my opinion is that it's based in fear. Some people have a difficult time trying to deal with things they don't understand. And I do think sometimes there are some people in the church that really see the world as a dark and negative and evil place, and they feel safe within the institution of the church. That's not how I see the world, but there are people that view things that way. And so I think out of fear, they want to keep people that aren't like them or people that make them uncomfortable or people that express themselves in ways that they can't grasp out of their world. And so keeping them out of the church is a way to maintain their own comfort level and sense of security.
How willing have church members been to discuss these concepts? Are they also unwilling to discuss them?
Well, that varies from person to person. In in my local congregation, I have two small churches now. One of the things that happened to me after sharing my story was that I was moved to two tiny churches and placed on minimum salary. But my one congregation is very affirming and wanting to talk about it, and I actually has become a very inclusive community. The other one is still struggling, and mostly a lot of those people prefer that I don't talk about that part of my life, even though it's a core part of who I am. And so even in my local churches, there's a lot of diversity of how people want to talk about it or want to avoid it.
David, you began writing a manuscript following the 2004, I believe it was, General Conference of the United Methodist Church. You said that you wanted to initiate a different kind of conversation, a conversation rooted in the teachings of Jesus, described in Martin Buber's I and Thou. Tell us more about this ongoing conversation and how you've been experiencing it.
Well, as you say, Kevin, my goal was to have a very mutually respectful conversation with people where we could talk about what it's like to be transgender, what that experience is for people. Unfortunately, my denomination has really chosen, by and large, to not engage in that conversation. There are some individuals, and I've gotten a lot of very good conversations with other kinds of groups and organizations. But my denomination, by and large, is just being very silent. I have been invited to speak at two United Methodist churches, but that's a pretty tiny percentage of the people that are out there in my denomination of over 7 million.
And in fact, the denomination is the second, I believe, the second largest Protestant denomination after the Baptist denomination in the U.S., correct?
Yes, that's right.
David, how is your family holding up under this process and the potential stress around it?
Well, I think that's our strength, is that we are staying solid together and finding ways to enjoy life and each other, and go out and talk with the groups and the people that do want to have conversations. One of the high points for me is having received a lot of emails and phone calls and letters of people that are also dealing with being transgender, and now they feel they have somebody they can talk with. And so that was part of my hope, too, in writing the book. And so that part is being realized.
David, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that it is an ongoing struggle, but I think it's an important conversation that people, not just in the United Methodist Church, but people need to have with each other, because there are a lot of transgender people in the world, and there have been from the beginning of time. And it's about time that we all begin to understand one another so that we don't have the kind of hate crimes and bullying and things that happen to people that are just unnecessary tragedies.
Keep us posted on what happens. And in the meantime, thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Reverend David Weekly is a transgender man who has been an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church since 1984. David's book, In From the Wilderness, has been nominated for a Lambda Literary Award in two categories, transgender nonfiction and LGBT nonfiction. You can find In From the Wilderness online at Amazon.com or at the publisher's website, WIPF and Stock. That's WIPF and Stock.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.